All right, welcome in, everyone. Today we're going deep, deep into Donald Trump's think is like champion.
Okay.
A book you might not expect. Mm-hmm. You might not expect to find on the show.
Yeah.
All about Think and Act Locally.
Right.
But trust me, there's gold in these pages.
Mm-hmm.
For anyone who wants to make things happen,
yeah.
Whether that's
for sure.
Whether that's landing a business deal or making a real difference,
right
here in Deer Park, LaPorte, or Pasadena.
It's about that mindset, you know, that champion's mindset.
It is. It really is.
That can be applied anywhere.
Yeah. And it's fascinating. You know, even Trump, the ultimate go-getter, kicks off the book by dedicating it to his father.
To his father.
Emphasizing the role of mentorship.
Yeah, mentorship. And, you know, even someone like him, you know, at his level. It's
right.
Like there's always something to learn.
Absolutely.
You can always glean something from somebody else.
Yes.
Yeah. And speaking of learning, let's jump into this story Trump tells about a super rich friend who couldn't even get a reservation.
Oh, yeah.
At a fancy restaurant in New York City.
Right.
All that wealth, but
no name recognition.
No name recognition.
Right.
It's like, what good is it, right?
Exactly. And that's where I think, you know, his idea of building a strong brand comes in.
Yes.
And now I know that might sound a little corporate-y.
Yeah.
But think about it locally. Yeah. What are you known for in your community?
Right.
You know, it's not about bragging.
No, it's not about.
It's about consistently showing up.
It's about the action.
And making a positive impact.
Yeah. Are you like are you the go-to person for organizing those neighborhood cleanups?
Yeah.
You know, the advocate for the better parks.
Exactly.
That's your brand.
That's your brand. And it matters.
And it matters.
It matters.
And here's something that it surprised me. Even Trump, Mr. Confidence himself, stresses the need to be a constant learner.
Yes.
He talks about diving deep into golf course development. A world totally different.
Absolutely.
From real estate.
Which is, you know, fascinating to me.
It is.
Because he really stresses that even for something as seemingly simple as like improving your neighborhood.
Right.
There's real knowledge required.
Yes.
You know, do you understand
right.
local zoning laws?
Yeah.
The city council's decision-making process.
Right.
That's where I think his question really comes in.
Yeah.
What do I need to know more about?
Yes, and it's so relevant.
It is.
For us, think and act locally, folks. And
absolutely.
Because it challenges us to identify those knowledge gaps that might be holding us back.
For sure.
From being more effective in our communities.
Totally.
So think about it.
Yeah.
What's one area you could learn more about that would amplify your impact?
Right. Maybe it's
fundraising.
Yeah, fundraising, grant writing.
Understanding local demographics.
Yeah.
Knowledge is power.
Knowledge is power.
Especially at the local level.
Especially at the local level.
All right, get ready for a mind bender.
Okay.
Trump talks about this thing called multi-level thinking.
Okay.
Which just sounds super complex, but it's basically training your brain to make connections.
Yeah.
Between things that seem totally unrelated.
Okay.
He even gives this example of finding inspiration.
Okay.
From thinking about music while listening to windshield wipers.
Windshield wipers.
I mean, for you out there.
It sounds quirky, but
you know, he's a quirky guy.
He is. He is.
But I think it really speaks to this power of keeping your mind open to those unexpected connections, you know.
Absolutely.
Trump himself calls his approach to business deals an art form.
Yeah.
You know, highlighting that creative element. So how can we as local change makers use this kind of multi-level thinking?
That's a great question. You know,
how can we connect the dots in our communities?
Yeah.
See opportunities that others miss.
Right.
Maybe it's linking a vacant lot to a community garden project.
Okay. Yeah.
Or connecting a local artist.
Yeah.
With a neighborhood beautification effort.
For sure.
It's about looking beyond the obvious, right?
Yeah.
Training our minds to spot those hidden connections that can lead to truly innovative solutions.
Right. It's about thinking like a champion.
Yes.
But applying it right here at home.
Right here at home.
Yeah.
Now, we all know that setbacks are inevitable.
Oh, yeah.
Right.
For sure.
Even Trump, who seems larger than life.
Right.
Faced challenges early in his career.
Absolutely.
But what's interesting is his attitude during tough times.
Yeah.
He asks this crucial question.
Okay.
Is it a blip or a catastrophe.
Blip or catastrophe. I love that. I love that.
And it's such a powerful way to frame those setbacks.
It is. Yeah, it really is.
To step back and gain some perspective.
It is.
Because let's be honest.
Yeah.
Things will go wrong.
Things will go wrong.
When you're trying to make that change happen.
Yeah.
So how do we as think and act locally, listeners, apply this? Think about a time when a community project you were working on hit a snag.
Okay.
Did you see it as a total disaster or a chance to adjust and learn?
Yeah.
I mean, that's...
That's the difference between giving up and using those blips to become even more effective.
Right.
You know, because as Trump points out, even champions face setbacks.
Yeah.
It's how they respond that matters.
That's it. It's all in the response.
Yeah.
This reminds me of something else Trump talks about, finding your tempo.
Okay.
He uses a musical analogy.
Yeah.
Saying an orchestra needs the right tempo to sound its best.
Right.
And it's about recognizing that sometimes slowing down is key.
It is.
To making the right moves.
Absolutely.
You know, we live in such a fast-paced world.
We do.
It's easy to get caught up in the rush.
Yeah.
But taking time to observe, to think, can lead to more impactful action.
I think that's so true.
Yeah.
Especially in our area.
Yes. Especially in our area.
Things are constantly changing, new developments popping up.
Left and right.
You know?
Yeah.
Taking time to understand the nuances of an issue, to strategize.
To really think it through.
Can be the difference between a quick fix and a lasting solution.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
It is.
And it's about, I think, you know, having that champion's instinct for the right move at the right time.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's like, ah.
You can feel it.
You just, you know when to go.
Exactly.
And when to
hold back.
Hold back, when to wait.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You got to have that sense of timing.
Timing is everything.
Right.
Yeah.
And speaking of the tempo, Trump really emphasizes being adaptable. You know, it's a conductor adjusts to the music. We need to be able to shift gears.
Yeah.
Depending on the situation, right?
Yeah, and sometimes you got to hustle.
Yeah.
You know, you got to make things happen quickly.
Yeah.
But other times,
right,
slowing down to really understand an issue is key.
Absolutely.
Especially here in Southeast Texas, where our communities are growing so fast.
Yeah.
You know, challenges are popping up all the time.
All the time. Yeah. And so being able to adapt your pace.
Yeah.
Knowing when to push and when to be patient is so essential for making a real impact.
It's about having that champion's instinct.
It is. It's that instinct.
For the right move at the right time.
For the right move at the right time. Yeah.
Okay. This next idea sounds a bit fancy, but stick with me.
Okay.
Trump talks about prescience.
Okay.
Basically, the ability to see what's coming.
Okay.
He shares how he was once praised for his prescience for writing a letter to the New York Times praising a particular author.
Okay.
And when you know it.
Yeah.
That author won the Nobel Prize in Literature.
Wow.
That same year.
That's wild.
And I'm not saying we all need to predict Nobel Prize winners.
Yeah.
But what I do think is relevant is this idea of paying close attention.
Absolutely.
To what's happening around us.
Right.
Developing our own ability to spot trends and anticipate challenges.
Especially in a community setting.
Yeah.
I mean, that foresight can be a game changer.
It can be huge.
Imagine being able to anticipate the impact
of
a new development project on your neighborhood or seeing the need for a community resource before it becomes a crisis.
Before it's too late.
Right.
Yeah, that kind of thinking allows you to be proactive.
It does.
To address those issues before they become major problems.
Yeah, and to really kind of get ahead of the curve.
Exactly.
You know, and be a leader.
It's about taking that champion's mindset.
It is.
And applying it to the future of our communities.
To the future, yeah.
Now, this next topic might seem a bit unexpected.
Okay.
But Trump actually spends a good chunk of the book talking about the 2008 financial crisis.
Okay.
He had predicted something like it would happen.
Mm-hmm.
And he uses this example to emphasize the importance of financial literacy.
Financial literacy,
I have to admit, this is one area where I could definitely use some brushing up.
Yeah.
I can balance my checkbook.
Right.
But the stock market.
Right.
That's a whole other language.
It can be intimidating.
It is.
It really can.
Yeah.
But that's exactly Trump's point.
Right.
You know, even if you're not a financial expert,
right,
having a basic understanding of how things work, stocks, bonds, even just reading a budget,
right,
can empower you.
It does.
to make better decisions, yeah. you know?
So how does this tie back to think and act locally?
I think it's really about, you know, whether you're managing your personal finances, supporting local businesses, or advocating for policies that impact your community.
Right.
Financial literacy is key.
It is. It gives you that voice.
It gives you a voice at the table.
At the table.
Yeah.
And it's about understanding the forces
it is.
That shape our communities.
Right.
Even the economic ones, because let's be honest.
Yeah.
A lot of local issues.
They do.
Come down to resources.
Yeah. Yeah.
And the more we understand
yeah.
about financial systems, the better equipped we are.
Right.
To advocate for those resources.
To advocate, to make sure they're being used wisely and to create a more prosperous future for everyone.
Yeah, absolutely.
You know?
Okay, back to Trump for a minute.
Okay.
He actually shares a story.
All right.
About facing a major financial crisis early in his career.
Okay.
He was deeply in debt.
Yeah.
And a lot of people thought he was done for.
Right.
But what's interesting is how he responded.
Okay.
He didn't dwell on what he couldn't control.
Right.
He focused on taking action.
Yeah.
On finding creative solutions.
Yeah.
He negotiated deals, restructured his businesses.
Right.
And ultimately turned things around.
And ultimately turned things around.
I mean, it's a reminder.
It is.
That even champions face setbacks.
They do.
Sometimes massive ones.
Massive ones. Yeah.
But it's that resilience.
Yes.
That ability to adapt and keep pushing forward.
To keep pushing forward.
That sets them apart.
That sets them apart. That's what makes them champions.
Right.
You know?
And I think that's so relevant.
It is.
For anyone working to improve their community.
Absolutely.
We're going to face roadblocks.
Yeah, you will.
Things won't always go as planned.
Right.
But it's about asking ourselves, what can we learn from this?
Exactly.
How can we adapt?
Yeah.
And keep moving towards our goals?
It's about having that champion's mindset.
Even when things get tough.
Yeah.
Okay, time for a lighter moment.
All right.
Trump tells this story about how after The Apprentice became a hit, he was suddenly inundated with offers to do TV commercials.
Oh, yeah.
And he even poked fun at himself.
I love that.
In a Visa commercial.
Yeah.
Showing a side of himself that a lot of people hadn't seen before.
Right.
And it's a good reminder.
It is.
Even successful, high-profile people can have a sense of humor about themselves.
Right.
And you know that humility can actually make you
more
relatable.
I think it makes you more human.
And approachable.
Yeah.
Especially in a community setting.
For sure.
Being able to laugh at yourself.
Right.
To not take yourself too seriously can go a long way.
Totally.
In building trust and rapport.
I agree.
It makes you seem more human, more authentic.
Absolutely.
And that's so important when you're trying to bring people together to build consensus and make change happen.
Yeah. It's not about putting on a show. It's about being genuine and connecting with people.
On a human level.
On a human level, yeah.
Now, here's a thought-provoking question.
Okay.
That Trump poses in the book.
Yeah.
If you had nothing at all to do.
Right.
What would you do?
Oh, right.
And after you did that, what would you do?
Wow. That's
a great question to really get at.
It is.
What drives us, right?
Yeah. What are our true passions?
What are our true passions?
Because I think when we're working on something we're passionate about.
Yes.
We're more likely to persevere.
Absolutely.
To overcome obstacles and to inspire others to join us.
Yes. Think about it in terms of your local community.
Right.
If you had unlimited time and resources.
Okay.
What changes would you make? Mm-hmm. What projects would you tackle?
It's powerful.
It's about tapping into that inner fire.
It is.
That fuels our best work.
Yeah.
Whether we're leading a neighborhood cleanup.
Right.
Or advocating for a new park, that passion is contagious.
Yeah, it is. It really is.
This reminds me of something else Trump emphasizes.
Yeah.
The importance of teamwork.
Teamwork, yeah.
He talks about how he surrounds himself with talented people who share his vision and values.
And that principle is so crucial for making things happen locally.
It is.
You know, no one can single-handedly solve complex community issues.
No, it takes a team effort.
It takes collaboration, diverse perspectives, and a willingness to work together.
Yeah, think about the people in your community who are making a real difference.
Right.
Are they working in isolation?
Right.
Or have they built a network of collaborators and supporters?
Exactly.
It's about recognizing that we can achieve far more when we work together.
And agree.
Pooling our talents and resources.
Yeah.
And that starts with identifying.
It does.
The people we need to connect with, local organizations, businesses, even just our neighbors.
Right. The people who can help us amplify our impact.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, one thing that really impressed me about this book is how Trump emphasizes giving back to the community.
Okay.
He even shares a story about how one of the teams on The Apprentice had to organize a tech expo for senior citizens.
Okay.
And the winning team got to visit a children's hospital. And it highlights this idea.
It does.
That success isn't just about personal gain.
Right.
It's also about making a positive contribution to the world around us.
To the world around us. I love that.
And that's something we can all do.
We can.
Regardless of our income or social status.
Absolutely.
Whether we're volunteering our time.
Yeah.
Donating to local causes.
Mm-hmm.
Or simply being a good neighbor.
Right.
Giving back not only benefits others.
It does.
It also enriches our own lives.
It does. It really does.
And it strengthens our community.
It strengthens our community.
As a whole.
Yeah.
It creates that sense of shared purpose and interconnectedness.
For sure.
So I want to pose a question to our listeners.
Okay.
What are some ways you can give back to Deer Park, LaPorte, or Pasadena?
Mm-hmm.
Maybe it's mentoring a young person,
right?
Supporting a local charity,
or
simply offering a helping hand to a neighbor in need.
Exactly.
And remember, even small acts of kindness can have a ripple effect.
They do.
Creating a more positive and supportive community for everyone.
For sure.
Okay, as we wrap up part two of this deep dive, I want to touch on one final concept.
All right.
From Think Like a Champion.
Okay.
Integrity.
Integrity.
Trump emphasizes that integrity is the foundation of any successful endeavor.
Okay.
Whether it's a business deal or a community project.
Right.
He talks about how building a reputation for honesty and trustworthiness is essential for long-term success.
It is.
And I think this is especially true.
I agree.
When you're working to improve your community.
Oh.
People need to know they can trust you.
Right.
That you're genuine in your efforts and that you'll follow through on your commitments.
Absolutely.
It's about being transparent.
It is.
In your actions and motivations.
Yeah.
And always striving to do what's right.
Mm-hmm.
Even when it's difficult.
Even when it's difficult.
And that's how you build lasting relationships.
It is.
Earn respect and create a foundation for positive change.
It is.
Stay tuned for part three, where we'll explore some final key takeaways.
All right.
And discuss how we can apply all these ideas to make a real difference.
Sounds good.
Right here in our own communities. Welcome back to the final part of our deep dive into Think Like a Champion. We've covered a lot of ground, from building a strong reputation to the importance of financial literacy.
And of course, how to apply that champion's mindset to making a real difference right here in Deer Park, LaPorte, and Pasadena.
You know, one thing that really stood out to me was how much Trump talks about passion.
Oh, yeah.
He's a big believer in its power to fuel success.
He is. He really is.
You know, he argues that you're far more likely to achieve great things when you're genuinely enthusiastic about what you're doing.
Mm-hmm.
It's that fire in your belly that keeps you going when things get tough.
For sure.
Think about the people you know who are making a real difference in our community.
Mm-hmm.
They're not just going through the motions, are they?
But they're driven.
There's a spark there, a passion for their work.
Yeah.
That's contagious.
And it's contagious.
So I want to ask our listeners, what are you passionate about when it comes to our community?
What are you fired up about?
Yeah, what issues get you fired up?
Yeah.
What changes do you dream of seeing?
Right, because that passion, that's the fuel that drives your actions.
Yes.
And helps you make those dreams a reality.
It does.
Yeah.
Now, this next concept is a bit mind-bending.
Okay.
But Trump talks about thinking like a genius.
Right.
And he doesn't mean we all need to be Einsteins.
Mm-hmm. We don't all have to be geniuses.
But he encourages us to cultivate certain habits of mind that are common.
That are common,
among highly creative and successful people.
Okay.
Like curiosity, for example.
Right.
Trump is a big believer in constantly asking questions.
Yeah. always learning.
Seeking out new knowledge.
Mm.
Challenging conventional thinking.
Right. He's always pushing the boundaries.
Always.
Trying to see things from different angles.
It's like he never stops.
Yeah. Learning.
And that's so crucial.
It is.
For anyone working to improve their community.
For sure.
We can't just rely on the same old solutions.
Yeah. We need fresh thinking.
We need to be willing to think outside the box.
To explore innovative ideas.
To explore innovative ideas, yeah.
And to learn from others.
And to learn from others.
Yeah.
Who are tackling similar challenges.
Absolutely.
It's about approaching those problems with fresh eyes.
It is.
Being open to new possibilities and never stopping learning.
Right. Because let's face it, you know, the challenges facing our communities are complex.
They are.
There's no one-size-fits-all solution.
Absolutely.
And that's where I think that genius mindset comes in.
Yeah.
You know, it's about being adaptable, resourceful.
Yes.
Always looking for those creative ways to solve problems.
And Trump also emphasizes the importance of connecting seemingly unrelated ideas.
Okay.
He talks about finding inspiration in unexpected places.
Yeah.
Drawing parallels between art, business,
right,
and even everyday experiences.
It's about training our minds.
Yeah.
To see those connections.
To make those leaps of imagination.
To make those leaps, yeah.
That can lead to truly innovative solutions.
Right.
And it starts with exposing ourselves.
It does.
To a wide range of ideas and experiences.
Yeah.
So read books.
Read books. Attend lectures.
Attend lectures. Talk to people.
Bring people, yeah.
From diverse backgrounds.
You never know where that spark of inspiration might come from.
You never know. And don't be afraid to experiment.
Experiment, try new things, embrace the unexpected.
Embrace the unexpected.
Because sometimes the most groundbreaking ideas come from the most unlikely sources.
Okay, let's bring it all home.
All right.
As we wrap up our deep dive into Think Like a Champion.
Yeah.
I want to highlight some key takeaways that are especially relevant for our Think and Act locally listeners.
Right.
We've talked about the power of building a strong reputation for action within your community.
Absolutely.
Being known as someone who shows up, gets things done, makes a positive impact.
Right.
We've also discussed the importance of lifelong learning.
Yes.
Identifying those knowledge gaps that might be holding you back.
Yeah.
Seeking out the information and skills you need to become a more effective local champion.
Absolutely.
And we've explored the power of finding your tempo.
Yeah.
Knowing when to hustle and when to slow down. When to push forward and when to exercise patience.
Having that instinct.
Yeah. It's about having that champion's instinct.
Yeah. That champion's instinct.
For the right move at the right time.
Right.
But perhaps the most important takeaway from all of this is that you have the power to make a difference.
You do.
Right here, right now, in your own community.
Absolutely.
Don't underestimate the impact of your actions.
Do you remember that?
No matter how small they may seem.
Right.
Remember, even a single spark can ignite a movement.
It can.
So what will your legacy be?
Yeah, what kind of mark do you want to leave?
What positive changes do you want to bring to Deer Park, LaPorte, or Pasadena?
Right here at home.
What steps can you take today to start building that legacy?
It starts today.
Because remember,
the
future of our communities is in our hands.
It is.
Think big, act boldly,
and
never give up on your vision for a better tomorrow.
I love that. And if you found value.
And if you found value.
In today's deep dive.
In today's deep dive.
Consider supporting our mission.
Yes.
Of empowering local champions just like you.
Absolutely.
You can visit us.
You can visit us at thinkitoutlocally.com/donate.
That's thinkitoutlocally.com/donate.
The link is also in the show notes.
The link is in the show notes. Thanks for joining us on this journey.
Thanks for joining us.
Until next time, keep thinking and acting locally.
Keep thinking and acting locally.
Your community is counting on you.